Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to the Top 10 Countdown with Gary L. and Gigi's Boo. We arrived in 1958, Gigi's Boo. You still got your head and your arms attached?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We all made it, and everybody in the chat room fit in the glove compartment. They made it, too. Thank everybody for coming in today, all the great people at Real Liberty Media, the RLM Radio, and the associated IRC chat. And also the Suspect Sky Music Enjoyment chat. And we'll wait to see who's going to show up over there. Kind of quiet on that end. It's a nice lazy Sunday, I suspect, in many places of the world. But not here in 1958. We have a lot to cover. We have to move fast. 57 Bel Airs. They in fact did, Grimnir. They were like humongous glove boxes. Yeah, they sure did. Well, Gigi Boo, what have you been up to?
Well, nothing much. Just playing with Allie Jean and listening to Sadie's Antics and doing all that crazy stuff, you know.
Yeah, that's right. The reason we got to move kind of quickly tonight, because this is a really bizarre year for music. We have three artists that have two tied songs in the top ten. Now, let me try to make that a little more clear. Elvis Presley had two songs that tied for number three. Billy Vaughn had two songs that tied for number six. And Perry Como had two songs that tied for number seven. So guess what? We have 13 songs to go through tonight. So that means that we're going to have some abbreviated content. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about the music and so forth. So without any further ado, how about we start with number 10, Gigi's Boo? And you like Dean Martin,
right? I'm ready.
You like Dean Martin, right?
Oh, gosh, I love Dean Martin.
Here we go. Return to Me, number two, or rather, number 10, 1958.
Return to me. Oh, my dear, I'm so lonely. Hurry back, hurry back, oh my love, hurry back, I am yours. Return to me, for my heart wants you only. Hurry home, hurry home, won't you please hurry home to my heart. My darling, if I hurt you, I'm sorry. Forgive me, and please say you are mine. Return to me. Please come back, bella mia. Hurry back, hurry home, to my arms, to my lips and my heart. Ritorname, cara mia, ti amo. Solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, solo tu, mio cuore.
Oh, Gigi's Boo. Return to Me, Dean Martin, the number 10 song in 1958. What did you think about that song?
Oh, I think he's so smooth. Mm-hmm. He's got a beautiful voice. Oh, Lord. Him and Perry Como both. Ooh.
Yep, absolutely so. We'll run through some of the circumstances of 1958 pretty quickly here. You know, the unemployment rate was 4.3% in 1958, and we started to see a period of inflation for some strange reason. I can't imagine why. I mean, why would the banks want to manipulate things like that? Well, the old first-class stamp went up to 4 cents from 3 cents on August 1st. The microchip was co-invented by Robert Noyce and Jack Kilby. NASA was created. Bobby Fischer, 14-year-old boy, wins the U.S. Chess Championship. Where have we heard that name before?
I don't know.
How many people had a hula hoop in their days? Anyone? Well, that was invented in 1958. Whammo again. Last week we talked about the Pluto platter, a.k.a. Frisbee, and now it's the hula hoop. Whammo was in the business. A lot of people started starving to death in China during 1958. The Great Chinese Famine began. And I think Gigi Boo said that she'd never heard of that.
So, no, I hadn't. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, a whole lot of China.
I wonder if that was what it was with the one baby deal. Maybe it started back then for them just to have one child.
I don't know. I don't know, Gigi Boo. Let's see. Yeah, the inflation rate jumped up to 2.73%. So, and of course, new houses stayed about the same, $12,750, and the average wage is about $4,600. I think that was the same as 1957, as was the hourly rate of a dollar, and a monthly average rent of $92. Bacon, 65 cents a pound. Yeah, that was the same as last. Gas, 25 cents a gallon. I believe it was 24 before. Dozen eggs, 32 cents. Palomino plastic furniture came onto the scene, and you could buy living room furniture for as little as $16.95. Yeah, Palomino plastic. I looked that up, actually, Gigi Spoo, and that's the Palomino plastic was like the original leatherette. Instead of real leather, and Palomino plastic was like the fake leather. All right, well, let's just stop right there. What else you want to do, Gigi's Boo, before we move on here? Anything?
Oh, let's go on. Let's play this good music.
Okay, number 9 is one of my favorite songs of all time, and along with the many other 45s, we own this one. All in the Game by Tommy Edwards.
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking dim, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
Soon he'll be there at your side
with a sweet cave. Then he'll kill your lips and caress your wedding fingertips, and your heart will fly away.
Tommy Edwards, number 9 song, 1958, It's All in the Game. I want you guys to confess how many of you out there were danced to that song. Gigi's Boo?
Me.
Yeah, I bet so. And Adrian. Adrian, the Suspect Guy, and Five Musics made it over the Suspect Guy chat. And I don't know if they caught it or not. We have 13 songs to cover tonight. We have to move kind of quickly because we have three artists with ties in three different places in the top 10. It's kind of an odd situation. Oh, man. All right, who's causing trouble? Oh, no, Cowboy Tech. Gotta leave. All right. Sorry about that, CT. I hope he's already gone. Okay. So anyway, That's the name of that tune, Gigi's Boo. What were you saying about that song?
Oh, I just see me dancing in the white dress with 30 layers of chiffon over it, looking like Grace Kelly's wedding dress,
yeah,
but only fuller, and dancing to that song with you.
That's right.
Oh, yes, I do.
That's right. What a great dancing song. Like I said, it's one of my all-time favorites. All right, what we got going on? Number 8, we're 13 minutes into it, so we have to move. So, now this one is one of Grimnir's favorites. I know it without looking. And I want everybody to get up and get ready to do the Pee Wee Herman Tequila by the Champs. Saw Sadie and Allie Jean and Atticus all dancing, doing the step up and step back. Yeah, man, they were all being.
Oh yeah.
They were all being Pee Wee Herman tonight. Oh my! What a great song that was. But who would have thought it was a 1958 song and the number 8 song? Pretty cool.
It was. was so funny when he was there on that bar dancing. He stood up on his toes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty funny. Oh, yeah. Adrian's, that song is popular in any decade. There's no getting away from that. That was not the king. I guess Pee Wee made that an iconic hit. What do you think, Judy Spoon?
I think so. I think if he'll give himself enough time, and it's been quite a while since all that happened, he could probably do a comeback. I'm pretty sure he could.
Yeah, in today's climate, he probably could. All right, well, let's move on. We got two songs tied for number 7. It's number I arranged it as 7B, the second song tied for number 7 by the same fellow, Perry Como, called Magic Moments.
Oh, I love Perry Como.
Yeah, here we go. We're going to play these back to back. Back to back, okay? Number 7B and then number 7A, both by Perry Como. Magic Moments first, and then Catch a Falling Star.
Magic Moments when two hearts are kept. I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. The telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
The way that we cheered whenever our team was scoring a touchdown.
The time that the floor fell out of my car when I put the clutch down.
The penny arcade, the games that we played, the fun and the prizes.
The Halloween hop when everyone came in funny disguises.
Magic moments filled with love.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Yeah, Perry Como. Two songs tied at the number 7. Magic Moments and then Catch a Falling Star. Now, who can't like Perry Como, Gigi's Boo?
Oh, I don't know if they don't. Something's wrong with them.
Something
real bad.
Yeah, I'd say
they
so.
Need to go see the doctor.
Doctor. Remember that show, Doctari, by any chance? Was that...
No, I don't.
I bet Grimner remembers Doctari. The African... It was a show about an African vet, I think. Something like that. I remember I enjoyed watching that show. Yes, here you are in the top 10 countdown with Gary Ellen and Gigi's Boo. We're in 1958. And we'll welcome Moose Girl. I don't think she's been around for a show before that, as I recall. And welcome her. Yeah, Grimner remembers Doctari. I thought he might. That was a good show. Yeah, that was really good. So what's up, Gigi's Boo? We're right on schedule, it looks like, which is good.
Well, I was thinking, wasn't it in 58 that they did the movies Vertigo? And that was kind of scary. And then they came off with Gigi, which was real good. And the one it caused the greatest stir was... Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with, what's his name? Good looking. And Elizabeth Taylor. Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a really good movie.
Yeah, wasn't Vertigo a Hitchcock movie?
Yeah, was.
Yeah. Hitchcock had some pretty cool movies. And he was like...
He was a little weird, but...
Well, he was even like a thinking man weird. It wasn't like a straight up in your face kind of thing.
When he wrote a script, he even put the outfit the girl would be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be, for instance, a scene, she wears a pale blue dress with a string of pearls and pearl earrings. He put it in there with the lines that she would be saying,
right,
you know, under it. See, he was smart, but he's a little weird, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rear Window. Yep. Yeah, Suspect's Guy over here says Rear Window's a fave. Of course, you can't overlook The Birds. Who wasn't freaked?
Ooh, that was a scary movie.
Yeah, who wasn't freaked out by that? I don't know what it is.
Never did know why them birds got all up in the air either.
Oh, nice pun. I like that. That was good. Okay, let's get moving here. It's 25 minutes in, and we got to hit the halfway point after another back-to-back by Billy Vaughn, who had back-to-back number 6 tied hits. The first one will be called Raunchy, and the second one is Sail Along, Silvery Moon.
Thank you.
Billy Vaughn had the tie, the two tie songs for number six in 1958. The first one we heard was Raunchy. The second one you just heard was Sail Along, Silvery Moon. What'd you think about those, Gigi's Boo?
I'm sorry, I was talking away because I forget to mute. I said Raunchy was really popular. My mother has an actual 45 of Raunchy from that era.
That's cool. Yeah, and we hit it right on the nose at 30 minutes halfway through the show. Woo! Balancing out 13 songs was a little bit weird. So while we have just a second here, let's go, keep on going down through the different, you know, no intermediate contest tonight, but we will have a final Jeopardy question. I'll just warn everybody right now that it's going to be a good one, and I think you'll get it. But anyway, before that, we got to note the World Series. The Yankees beat the Milwaukee Braves. Remember last week, Milwaukee beat the Yankees, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this and the following year, the Yankees beat the Milwaukee Braves, and that's why I missed Moose Girl last week, because I was pretty sure she would have known the answer to that. And Montreal again wins the Stanley Cup, defeating Boston. I think were those the only two teams in the NHL? I don't know. Seems like it. Okay. Yeah, interesting horse name for the Kentucky Derby, Tim Tam. Tim Tam won the... That's kind of a cool name, actually. Let's think, Gigi Spook.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, Kentucky Derby winner, 1958. Guess who was inducted into the Army on March 24th?
Oh, Elvis Presley.
Well, how did you know that? Oh, yeah, Elvis.
Oh, because everybody talks about it around the anniversary when he goes in, all those... Elvis Presley fans. I was never that crazy about him. There were some songs that he had that I liked, but, you know, I wasn't that crazy about him.
Yeah, and you already named out the movies very, very effectively. That's good. Here's something that's, I guess, maybe interesting to some. The first transatlantic jet passenger service began on October 4th, and it was started by the British Overseas Airways Corporation, better known as BOAC. And they did a New York to London route. We think back at that, and that today,
that was a big thing back then.
Yeah, and today it's like, oh well, so what? we can fly to Antarctica today, but no, but that was the first transatlantic service. And this is something the Suspect Sky people particularly will have an interest in. Something was discovered by the Explorer 1 satellite, 1958, something that surrounds the Earth, and that something's called the Van Allen Belt, discovered in 1958. Okay, Jeezy Boo, let's keep moving here. We got songs to do. You ready?
Yeah, right ahead.
How about Patricia by Perez Prado, the number 5? We'll be right back. number five song, 1958, Perez Prado, Patricia. Wonder how I came up with that name, Gigi's Boo.
Have no idea.
Well, I wonder if it was
I mean, it's very odd. I thought it was odd when you announced it and I heard it.
Yeah. Maybe somebody who was, he was associated with, or significant other, or something like that. It's hard to say. Yeah. Grimnir says a lot of instrumentals this 1958 year. We don't
get those anymore.
No, I sure don't. No. You got to have some, you have to have some synthesized, digitized, made up voice. That, I mean, they can make a bullfrog sound like Pavarotti now.
Sure can.
If they wanted to. I don't know, Gigi Boo. Let's keep going. So we got to go to the number four song. And I think everybody's going to know this one too. And now this is where you're going to put the bone in your nose and put the funny looking hat on and start dancing around the room flat footed. To Witch Doctor, David Seville.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that I said, doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor, you didn't love me not. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that, ooh, 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 ah, ah, ting, 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 from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart, so I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
Gigi Boo, I wonder what David Seville was smoking.
His own something, wasn't
he? The number four song, Witch Doctor. But I want to know, what kind of dance would you do to that? I mean, would you actually?
I have no idea, because you can't jitterbug to it. You can't shag to it.
No.
So I would imagine to be just like what they did, just flap their arms around and go on.
Five Music says it. I mean, flashbacks of playing house in my babysitter's basement. I don't even think I want to know any more detail about that. That's awesome. Okay, Gigi's Boo. Now we're at the number three song that has two two winners, two ties of same person. And we said his name a minute ago. He went into the Army in 1958. Got Elvis here, the number three. One of the number threes, 3B, is I Beg of You. And 3A is Don't. So let's play them back to back. Here's Elvis.
I don't want my heart to be broken, but it's the only one I got. So darling, please be careful, even though I care a lot. Darling, please don't break my heart, I beg of you. I don't want no tears to fall, and you know I hate to cry. But that's what I'm bound to happen, if you ever say goodbye. Darling, please don't say goodbye, I beg of you. Hold my hand and promise that you'll always love me too. Make me know you love me the same way I love you, little girl. You've got me, you must have found I'm in love with you. So please don't take advantage, cause you know my love is true. But darling, please, please love me too, I beg of you.
Number three hits, 1958, I beg of you, and Don't, Gigi's Boot. But now the second song was pretty nice, didn't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was very nicely done, and we are three quarters of the way through it. 45 minutes in. So I think our time management did okay. So what else is going on, Gigi Spoon?
Don't really know. Let's see. Let me get right here just a minute and look. I had some stuff jotted down.
Okay.
In 1958, what really got me was bacon was 65 cents a pound.
Mm-hmm.
And a gallon of gas was only 25 cents.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So the wise shopper, probably who came out of the 40s,
mm-hmm.
could feed her family really well.
Yeah.
Things were cheaper. I know my grandparents had some friends who built their house. And when their house was done, they married in their home. And I think they gave about $12,000 for it. And when they both passed away, they sold it. Very good area. And I think they got about $90,000 for that house.
Hmm.
But it was very well maintained.
Right.
Kind of a brick ranch house. I was very impressed with that, you know, that they could sell it and make that much money on it later on.
Well, money certainly went a lot further then. I think, as if you recall, the average income was $4,600 a year.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, with, you know, the cost of things like bacon, you said, is 65 cents a pound, and gas is 25 cents a gallon. I think the average car was like something like $2,500 or something like that. So certainly the money went a whole lot further than it does today. So, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Certainly does. So how about...
But you got to, you know, with the way that we... economize, we do pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But, you know, I think it all, you know, underscored by the fact that he, as we talked about in previous shows, he had one earner family.
Mm-hmm.
And they could afford a house and a car and kids and dogs and cats and furniture. And I don't think the emphasis was so much on going out to eat. I think that, like, you had the burger places, like McDonald's was coming into its own. And people probably tried that. They did the drive-in. You know, remember the drive-ins where people come out and wait on you when you sat in your car?
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think there was a lot of frivolous expense. People, I think it was 25 cents to go to a movie, as I recall. So, you know,
and just think, a guy could take his girl to the movie for a dollar, pay 50 cents to get in,
yeah.
and then have 50 cents to buy him a drink and share a bag of popcorn.
That's right. Sure enough. And so I think people lose sight of that fact. I don't know what it is. We overlook how far out of touch we've gotten with where we used to be. And now we just scramble, it seems like. That's a shame.
You know, my granddaddy was hilarious. Whatever came in his head, you know, come out his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he took us up to the Biltmore Estate, and we were going to tour it. Now, you got to remember, we were small, and the price to get in was, I think, $12.50. Mm-hmm. They didn't have any deals except for babies, you know, to get in free.
Mm-hmm.
And when he rolled up and he asked the guy how much it cost for everybody to get in, he wanted us to see that. And they told him, and he said, "Dear God, man." He said, "I just want to go in and look at it. I don't want to buy it."
Right.
Well, everybody laughed at that, but he was right. You know, back then that was a lot of money. $12.50, mm-hmm. I think it was, to get in.
Right. Okay, we're about 10 minutes till, so let's go ahead and do this final Jeopardy. It's kind of a misnomer. We didn't have any other Jeopardy. To the final Jeopardy question. I think guys will get this, gals will get this one. I bet you Moose Girl will get it. I bet she's the one that will get this. Okay? You ready, Gigi Spoon? Okay, back in 1958, of course, we already covered the fact that NASA came into being. But at the same time, they initiated a project that was designed to put a man in space within 2 years. Who knows what the name of that project was?
that's right here, Gary.
Okay, we have a couple answers popped up. And they were both the same answer.
Mm-hmm. Gemini. So
we'll let people think for a moment longer. And Hal, I think he's on a slow roll on his end, so it takes him a minute to get there.
Okay.
To get it, so we'll just hold off here. We have time. We have several different. Okay, well, Vinny wants me to say it again. Okay, a project that occurred in 1958 under the newly formed NASA was aimed at putting man into space within 2 years. What was the name of that project? And let's see. It's good to have a little extra time at the end, so don't feel so rushed. People have to rush and get an answer. Okay, I'm not seeing any more answers pop up. So you ready for this, Gigi's Boo?
Yep.
Okay. Well, we had answers of Gemini and Voyager. And guess what? None. A Moose Girl jumped in and said Apollo.
I've got one.
Go ahead.
I don't know if I'm right.
Go ahead.
The Friendship. Friendship 7.
That's the right. That's the name of the spacecraft. But what project was it?
Oh, I can't think. I just know I was just in awe of all those people as I studied them.
All right, let's do a hint here. It's named after a planet, and it's something that people raise Cain about because it's in certain vaccines.
Hmm.
Now, behind the woodshed, Hal got the first letter right. Hal's giving hints over there in the chat room.
Mars? Would it be Mars?
No, okay. It was Project Mercury.
Mercury.
Project Mercury.
Fine.
And here's an extra credit one. Who was the first astronaut? Who flew in Friendship 7? He was.
Alan Shepard.
Was it him?
No, John Glenn orbited. Is that it?
That's it, John Glenn.
Okay.
I think. I could be wrong.
I know it was John Glenn.
Okay. Yeah.
Alan Shepard was the first American in space, and John Glenn was the first man to orbit the Earth.
Yeah, Grimner said the messenger. That would have been too big a hint. We couldn't do that one. Okay, well, let's just go ahead here, and let's go to the number two song. So we have pushed our time back, and we've gotten back behind schedule, I guess. But that's okay. We do that sometimes. Yeah, Atticus is not a very good timekeeper. He's probably asleep. Sadie's asleep. Okay, how about, who remembers the Everly Brothers? Anyone like the Everly Brothers?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, the number two song, 1958, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Dream. I could die, I love you so.
That is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
Oh, Jesus, boo. Did you like that song? I can't hear you.
I'm singing a song.
Oh, you're still singing. I forgot about the delay. Okay, sorry. Yeah, All I Have to Do is Dream by the Everly Brothers. Hey, yeah, that's a really, really nice song. Yeah. Yeah, it's such a great thing. And lots of discussion going on over here with all the different Mercury flights. Those were big deals. We're getting that time, almost there. Yep, I guess it's close enough to we better start saying our goodbyes and good nights and good weeks and all that good stuff.
Well, I just want to tell everybody that it was great to be back this week. I was a little under the weather last week. And I want you to all know that I love you very much. And that's why I tell you every week, when you love somebody, tell them you love them, because we're not promised the next minute. So I love all of you. Have a good night.
Okay, thanks. We all love you. Real Liberty Media, Suspect Sky, all you guys, you're awesome. And we look forward to seeing you every week. And we'll see you again for 1959 next week. To be followed by the best of the 50s. And we'll grab a lot of great songs on that one and move through them pretty quickly. And that's 2 weeks from now. Next week, 1959, Top 10 Countdown, Gary Ellen and Gigi Spoo. Thanks a lot, and for all you Italian speakers out there, the number one song, Volare, will take us on out the door. So have a great one. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Penso che un sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, cantare. Dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e volavo, volavo felice, più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me. Volare, oh, cantare, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, ma tutti i sogni nell'alba svaniscono perché. Quando tramonta la luna li porta con sé. Ma io continuo a sognare negli occhi tuoi belli, che sono blu come un cielo trapunto di stelle. Volare. Stare qua giù e continuo a volare felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare negli occhi tuoi blu. La tua voce è una musica dolce che suona per me. Volare, oh, blu, felice di stare qua giù, nel blu degli occhi tuoi blu, felice di stare qua giù con te.